rounding out the Din of Chaimish, an additional exception, the Mitzvah points out that the institution of Chaimish, the Isser not to give more than 20%, was the purpose, the function was that Klal Yisrael should always be ensured to maintain, and we want to make sure that each person maintains their own financial stability before caring about others. So even though we're tasked with making sure everyone is financially solvent, but we have to take care of ourselves too, and therefore we shouldn't go past 20%. Because as it says, therefore, what would happen if somebody were to suddenly receive a windfall, something totally unexpected? Someone win the lottery, someone finds something, walk down the street, and he finds a large amount of money. He says, these things are totally beyond the boundaries of his normal income. So whereas Klauser feels that the kind of usha would only apply to his normal income. One shouldn't squander his normal income and go beyond 20%. But something which is completely beyond the realm of normal income, you know, people often say, if I win the lottery, I'm going to give away, $10 million, I'll give $5 million to tzedakah. This is well beyond 20%. Now, I don't know if it ever happened to Lamaisa, but if people think this way, it certainly wouldn't be an issue of a chlal. It's not part of your standard income. Okay, moving along to a separate topic. There's a shayla in the paiskim. When one has a certain amount that one gives away to tzedakah every year, is it advisable to give larger amounts to one or two aniyim, or is it better to give a number, much larger amount of aniyim, but divided up into smaller portions for each one? And the primary source list, the Rambam says in Pirkei Avos, Kalfi Rav Hamaisa, that we generally try to promote the increase of more actions as opposed to something more magnanimous in a single donation. We look for something to give. We advise a person to seek out the aribui in actions, more and more donations. Why is that? In any mitzvah technique, this is true, but certainly in tzedakah, the Rambam says, in a number of places, that generally the idea of tzedakah is not so much to help the person be financially solvent. It's more for us in our own world that we want to train ourselves to be caring people. We want to be people who are looking out for Klal Yisrael, helping each other out. That being the case, if you give a person one time a year a huge amount of money, it could be you did a great job for him. But as far as yourself, as your personal midos, it helps. Certainly, giving a huge amount one time is a tremendous avodah. However, the action of turning it into something you do by rote, something you do all the time as a natural part of your day-to-day life, and you look for other people who need things, you look to help them out, that will help you become a better person. And since the goal is to help ourselves become better people, the Rambam says very strongly that one should go ahead and divide it up and give it out to as many aniyim as possible. However, it's worth bearing in mind that the Sefer Chassidim says the opposite effect, and he says that because that the concept of tzedakah is to, again, help someone get back on his feet. If you give a guy a dollar, you really haven't helped him too much, get back on his feet. That being the case, he says it's true that the collective sum total of what's being given to a person may help him, but you yourself haven't done that job. So he says the flip side, where one definitely should be giving a lot to one person, so you can kind that inyan of restoring a person's stability. I would imagine, I would surmise that the way to hit the balance here between the two of them is to try to mekayim both. On the one hand, one could go ahead and give to one or two aniyim a larger amount, and then the rest of it divide much smaller amounts. That way you mekayim throughout the course of the year both concepts. On the one hand, you mekayim the concept of giving a lot at one shot. On the other hand, you divide it up into numerous people. There's a separate question worth keeping in mind, which obviously we never really know at the end of the day which causes are more worthy and which causes are less worthy, and the amount of effort required to really figure that out is something that's beyond our normal abilities. So that being the case, it may anyways be an eitz tayiv. Another, just adding on one more reason why it might be kedai to spread the wealth, simply because the better chance, even though you do the mitzvah regardless by giving tzedakah, but there's part of the mitzvah certainly also the result, and you want to make sure to hit aniyim hagunim.